Hello, AACS. It's good to be with you, if only virtually. I look forward to the time when we have the opportunity to meet together physically again, to see each other in the presence of this chapel. But as of now, we'll be meeting virtually, and we will continue to do so throughout the year. Perhaps every couple of weeks, we'll have a chapel. And chapel will be a little bit different this year. It won't be done during lunch like it is being right now. Your lunches will still be basically free. But it will be done during Bible classes, and the Bible teachers will take a little bit of time out of their class and show you these videos, various speakers, etc. I want to begin by telling you what chapel is and briefly what it is not. Chapel is always at the center of the week. It won't be during these virtual times, but it's always at the center of the week, which means it's the center of who we are as a school. It's a reminder of us coming together and remembering that we are a Christian school and that the Bible is at the center of everything we do. It's a time when we come together as a school and we are unified in our worship of God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And finally, it's a time where we can encourage you and us in our individual walks with the Lord. What it is not is a replacement for church. We want you to know that we want you to continue to go to church. We want you, if you don't have a church, to find a church. We'll help you. But this is like church, but it's not a replacement for church. It's very important that you understand we care very much about your spiritual lives, and this chapel will be an opportunity to exhort you in that area. And this is the first chapel of the year, like I said, and we want to look together today at Psalm 46. Listen to what the Bible says, and we'll look at just the first three verses of Psalm 46, and it says this: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. The Bible passage here says that God is three things. It says, first of all, that he is a refuge. He is a shelter. I want you to think in your life how you take shelter for granted. Right now as I'm speaking, it's raining outside, and I'm in a shelter. I'm covered. I'm protected. When it snows outside, when it's bitter cold outside, we have places to go. We take them for granted, but we have shelter. And God is saying, I am your refuge. More than that, I am a place of safety. At times, the Bible says that he is a fortress. I love that. It's a protection. You can run from your enemies to him. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So we have safety in a refuge with God. But it also says that he is our strength. And it says that, our strength. And a lot of times we lack strength, don't we? I know that I do. I'm not necessarily talking about physical strength. I'm talking about that internal strength that we so need. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I feel overwhelmed by the day. Not only am I tired and I want to hit the snooze some more, but I'm daunted by what's ahead of me. This passage says that God is our strength. If we turn to him, he will strengthen us to battle foes from without, to face those foes, but maybe more importantly, to battle foes within. That might be where the more significant battle is. Listen to Psalm 18:1. I love you, O Lord, my strength. Isn't that a great verse? I shared it with my basketball team this summer. I shared it with some faculty earlier in the year. I want to encourage us as a school to make that not necessarily the theme verse of the year, but a verse that's so easy to memorize. I can state it to you and you've got it. And I want you to think about how important it is to state it. I love you, O Lord, my strength. It's important to say I love you to our loved ones, our parents, our spouses, if we have them, our family members, our siblings, if you will, our friends, to say I love you. How important is it to say it to God? Do you tell him that? I love you, O Lord, and who is he? My strength. Think of Psalm 18:1. And then finally it says he is an ever-present help. An ever-present help. Think of that. God is always present, but especially in trouble. It says he is an ever-present help in trouble. God never takes a break. He never has to step out of the room. He doesn't have to go to the bathroom. He doesn't get weary. He is always present. And he is there most profoundly when there's trouble. Sometimes friends abandon us. Sometimes people leave when things get tough, but not God. This is what it says. He is an ever-present help in trouble. And I want you to recognize here that God is shown to be in three places in relation to us as children. He's around us as a refuge. He's within us as a strength. And he's beside us as an ever-present help, as a great friend, a best friend. How committed is God to you? Think of that. How great, what kind of love does it take to be so committed to us? And in such a thorough and complete way, complete and total protection, external, internal, and beside us. But the passage goes on and it says, therefore we will not fear. Who can say this, really? I will not fear, we will not fear. How can we not fear? I would argue that there's a lot to fear. Especially right now, think about it, COVID, racial unrest, cities are burning, people are being murdered or mistreated, innocent people, let alone what is going on inside of each of us individually. Sometimes we have family issues, relationship difficulties, sickness, injury, personal problems, struggles with sin and temptation. All these things going on, there is a lot to fear. And this is important to remember. The Bible never downplays our fears. The Bible says, oh, there's nothing to fear. The Bible never says there's nothing to fear. In fact, you could argue that the Bible says that there is a lot to be afraid of. There are many things to fear. In fact, the Bible goes into something to be afraid of. It illustrates how much there is to fear, and it talks about an earthquake of fear. Listen to this passage again. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. And what's being described here is a major earthquake. And we're to look at it literally and figuratively. The New Living Translation says, when earthquakes come. Here it says, when the earth gives way, mountains fall, waters roar. We're looking at the most terrifying earthquake that could ever take place. People who experience earthquakes, and I mean the significant kind, I don't know about you, but about 10 or so years ago, there was an earthquake actually here. We actually had to step out of the building. I felt the floor shake just a little bit. Everybody got a little bit, kind of thought this was strange, but it was nothing significant. It was more fun than it was something to be afraid of. But people that really experience earthquakes say there's nothing like it, that it's completely terrifying because you are completely helpless. There's no stability. Think of it. When we walk, we take for granted the earth will hold us up. We walk every single step we take, the earth holds us up. And again, we don't thank God for that because we don't really think about it. But think how stable your world is. You stand. Nothing gives way. But when an earthquake, a real earthquake comes, people say it's terrifying. No one to hold on to. You can't run anywhere. If you run into any place, you're in real trouble. Complete instability. Here you see an earthquake of such power that it is literally not just taking the ground out from under our feet, but one sees things like mountains being sucked down into the depths of the water. And the waters are furious and they're frightening and they try to suck you down. And that's what we're supposed to see here. The danger here is that you also could get taken down. Some of you have no stability in your lives. You feel like your life is an earthquake. I know at times in my life, I felt like I'm in an earthquake. Whatever it may be, you feel like you're being pulled under. But the Bible says you have stability. You have it, and it is available to you, and that we are prepared for that earthquake because we have God as our refuge, our strength, and our companion in times of trouble. And the Bible says this, and it's great to hear it, but how can we know? Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you hear God loves you, And there's one part of me that says, how can I know this? Right? Right here it says that we have God in the midst of the worst earthquake you could ever imagine, a literal and a figurative one. How can we know that God is with us? How can we know that God is our refuge and that nothing can shake us? Well, the Bible says nothing can shake us because Jesus went through the earthquake for us. And I want you to think about this. I'm not just being flippant when I say this. While on the cross, he went through the earthquake for us so that we would not be overcome when the earthquakes in our lives come. It says in Matthew 27:51, hear this, it's awesome. While Jesus is dying, it says, at that moment, the earth shook and the rocks split. Why does it say that? It says, as he died, the earth shook, the earth split open, and Jesus, in a matter of speaking, was taken down in our place. He went down. It's awesome. But 3 days later, he rose up. He conquered. He came through it. Our sins, our problems that he took on the cross took him down, and then he rose up and he conquered our sin, our struggles, our sickness, our problems, our fears. He conquered them. But he's not done, he says. He says, not only did I do that for you, not only do I love you so much that I would do that for you, but I will be your refuge now, and I will be your strength, and I'll be your friend. Think of it. There's no one like him. There's no God like our God, and there's no greater love than that. Amen? Amen. What more could you ask from God? So remember, AACS, that God is your refuge. You can turn to him. You can run to him for safety. That he is your strength. You can lean on him. And that he is a friend that you can depend upon. He is all those things, and Jesus proved it by what he went through on the cross. And I want to end on this. If this strikes a note with you, if the things that are happening in this school strikes a note with you, if you don't know the Lord, and you want to know the Lord, come and talk to me. Come and talk to any of the faculty members. They would be thrilled. Your math teachers, your science teachers, I realize they don't focus on the Bible all the time like a Bible teacher does, but they would be thrilled to talk to you about these things, and so would I. So would anybody on the chapel team, Mr. Lentz, Mrs. Reynolds, Mr. Hansen, myself. We would love to introduce you to the Lord. If you want encouragement and if you just want to talk, please come and talk to us. Thanks for listening. Much love. Go in peace.